Point number six. Point number six talks about a team, a board that can agree. Yeah, a board where you have a memorandum of understanding, memorandum of agreement, which enables or holds one accountable. You know, in life we need to have people that empowers our ability of being faithful and good. Yeah, people that can keep one's moral, good performance in check. You know, there are people who surround you, and just because they are around you and you have promised to do things with them, you find yourself doing the level best that you can do. Seeing yourself, all these attributes of honesty, kindness, integrity, the performance of showing that you are a responsible person, they start to shine forth. Yeah? Because some of us lack a team of people. Most of the people lack this attribute of being able to create a team around them. A team of two to three people. Sometimes you don't need a lot of people to be able to gain that team. Sometimes it can be you, your wife, you, your husband, you, another one. You and your family, you and your children, you and your trustworthy people that can work together towards a vision of honesty, integrity, faithfulness, spiritual morals of serving God's mission, and collective goals of why you are working together to develop your community. In this point of lacking to have a team or a board, let me put in this. In a place where you're trying to create a team of agreeing people, in agreement, in a memorandum of understanding and agreement, to encourage each other to achieve the goals you want to achieve, you must also be able to make a name, to come up with a name that governs the idea, that governs that vision, that governs the picture of what you are seeing, you're visualizing, and you want to bring into reality. And that's very important. You adapt it, you give it a name as if you're giving a name to a baby or a child, and then you see to it that the fulfillment of that name, or the reality of what the name means, becomes the reality of what you're doing together and the goals you're trying to achieve. The coming up of a name is very important in that dimension. So you create a team. It starts in a small number. But the purpose of that team is to hold each other accountable of what you're doing, so that you may bring out the best of your capacity of integrity, the role models of faithfulness, yeah, the role models of fulfilling what you're supposed, being accountable to what you're supposed to do, yeah, which reminds, supports, being the mentor, being the administration, praying for. Yeah. When we are lacking the wise counsel of well-wishers, yeah, when we are lacking a team that wishes us well, that cheers us up when we do good, and rebukes us and corrects us when we do wrong. When somebody is lacking that board of team, sometimes you find people dreaming but never come into the reality of their dreams because they are surrounded with people that do not wish them well. Why do you think when God came to the creation of man, he said, "Let us make man"? He was speaking to a team or a board of people. He called together, he summoned, and he says, "Let us make man." He called a company, a companion of people. And he says, "Let us." So you need to have people that you sit with, you discuss with, you communicate with, to say, "Let us make a board of companionship." Now, my last point is number seven. Point number seven is this message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quarter, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.